Good morning, Emmanuel. We welcome you to worship here at Emmanuel, which is part of the Old Town Ecumenical Partnership of Churches. Whether you're a regular or a visitor today, please feel at home. We welcome you too if you're listening to the recording and send you our best wishes. Today's visiting minister is the Reverend Martin Cameron. Most of you will know him as he was in residence here some years back. Welcome, Martin. It's good to see you and to hear you again. We also want to say thank you to Charles Vince from Christchurch over here for stepping in to play the organ at short notice, and to Tim Isles for agreeing to release him from singing in the choir at Christchurch. This is what being in the partnership is truly about. As today is a special occasion, not only Mothering Sunday and indeed the start of British summertime, we will be serving teas and coffees in the hall after the service, a chance to chat with old friends and new. This morning's readings are read by Helen Marson and me, Liz Gibney. Most of the notices are in weekly news, which I think if you haven't got now, you might be able to get it at the end of the service. I have one brief reminder that on Good Friday, the musical event at Christchurch will be a performance of The Crucifixion by Sir John Stainer. This commences at 7 p.m. And finally, we will have a few moments of silence as I light the candle and we prepare for worship.
That is, without doubt, the best moment of the entire service. Will you rise to worship God? God is love. They who dwell in love dwell in God, and God in them. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, says the Lord. Hymn number 333, For the Beauty of the Earth.
Thank you.
gracious God, you chose Mary to be the mother of your Son, Jesus Christ. As you bless her through her Son, bless all mothers. Grant them patience, wisdom, strength, and joy, so they may care for and love the children you have given and placed in their care. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now we say the prayer that Jesus has taught us as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, thine is the glory, forever and ever.
Well, it's very nice to be here this morning. Ago, I was preaching in Sutton, where I went from here, and I was there even longer than I was here. That seemed long at the time. Coming into the church, I heard someone say, "It's Martin this morning." And the person said, "Martin who?" So, if you're in any doubt as to Martin who, my wife is over there. She has various answers to that question. But it's a particular joy to be here on Mothering Sunday. I used to love Mothering Sunday here. It was one of my absolute high points of the year, because in those days we used to go and pick the daffodils. We had some people here who picked the daffodils. None of you? Only me? Well, Margaret, anyway. Someone here must have picked daffodils. Right, yes. But anyway, there was a farm. Woodborough? See? I looked it up. And you drove out there, past all those prehistoric monuments on Salisbury Plain, and then you picked the daffodils, and then it was spring. The right, but without that, spring would never come. So it was just a wonderful, I used to just love it. It was one of the best things about being in Swindon, is getting out to that wonderful countryside that's around. And that was wonderful. So it took me here on this particular day. It is getting harder to get mothers. I mean, how many of you have had a child lately? The birth rate is dropping. It's not good enough. We've got to encourage a few more people with mothers. So I have drawn up a job application advert for mothers, which Helen is going to read to you, which will show you what an appealing job being a mother really is.
Given. Hours. 24-hour shift during whole life of child. Terms. Salary. Not available, but small government grant per child. Holiday and sick leave negotiable, but not encouraged. Knowledge. Experience. The following would be a definite advantage: nursing, catering, philosophy, psychiatry, religion, counselling, finance, dressmaking, computer skills, media studies, including TV repairs, arts, science, sport and taxi driving, and conflict management. Product, non-exchangeable and non-returnable. Results, unpredictable. Rewards, potentially high.
Truth. In that, though I think nowadays more computer skills are required, perhaps when I revise it for the next edition. Now then, the next hymn, I believe you have in your Sing Praise. Which number is it? It's the 40... Oh, 40...
42 in Sing Praise.
Right, 42 in Sing Praise. God of Eve and God of Mary. Since February the 24th, we have witnessed the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the suffering, the humanitarian crisis, the unbelievable things that people are going through, the refugees seeking safety, the amazing warmth with which across Europe they've been welcomed, the devastating, wicked attacks on non-combatants, including elderly and the children and leaving them dead and injured, attacks on hospitals, attacks on schools. And which of us hasn't been awed by the courage of the Ukrainian people to defend their homeland and their way of life? The invasion of Ukraine has been a violation of the Charter of the United Nations. It has been a violation of international law, and though it seems a long way off, we look and hope for the day when Putin appears before a court of law to answer for his crimes. But today our hearts go out in solidarity and prayer once more for the Ukrainian people. And we are here as the followers of the Prince of Peace. There is no way that war could ever be chosen like this, to pursue political ends. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. God bless Ukraine and her brave people. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we pray for the people of Ukraine and for the people of Russia, for their countries and their leaders. We think of the people of Mariupol, 100,000 perhaps or so of them, some of them coming near to starvation, wondering where they can eat or drink, their homes destroyed around them. We pray for all those who are afraid, those who've lost someone they love, those who are lying injured, that your everlasting arms hold them in this time of great fear. We pray for all who have the power over life and death. We pray for the nations of Europe and America, that we may reach out our hand in loving support. We pray for the leaders of the world, they be inspired by the wisdom and the courage of Christ. Above all, Lord, today we pray for peace in the Ukraine. And we ask all this in the name of your Son, himself the Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Amen. And now we will hear from Holy Scripture.
The reading this morning is from Hosea chapter 11, verses 1 to 4. That's Hosea 11, verses 1 to 4. And you can find it on page 857 in the Old Testament. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. The more I called them, the more they went from me. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and offering incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. I bent down to them and fed them. This is the word of the Lord.
Now, I trust that somewhere you have a hymn on a piece of paper. It's a rather unusual hymn. If you look at the verses, you'll find that the verse consists simply of names used for God in the Bible. There are 40 of the names. Have you all got the paper? Yes, good. So look at the verses, and you'll see there are 40 names for God, and that makes up the entire verses, not the chorus, but the verses. They are simply names used for God in Scripture. And the hymn is by Thomas Troger, who is one of America's best hymn writers. So we're going to sing the hymn, Source and Sovereign, Rock and Cloud. A text for this morning, Hosea chapter 11, verse 4. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. I bent down to them and fed them. The preacher is on something of a dilemma on Mothering Sunday. It's not an official church festival. Church is always a bit slow to catch up with things. And if you look at the lectionary, you'll find the lectionary has no reference to anything to do with mothering at all. Nonetheless, I know some of you have got mothering themes on your mind today, it being this particular day, and so have I. My mother is 101 now, and she will undoubtedly ask me two questions when I tell her where I was. One, how many were there? She always asks that. And then she'll say, what did you say? And if I can't come up with a good answer today, I'll be in trouble. So I resolved the dilemma by going for an old piece of advice that a preacher was given a long time ago. It was a young minister. He was in his first church. What should he start preaching on? So he rang up his professor from university. What shall I preach about? And the professor thought for a moment and he said, well, preach about God. Preach about 20 minutes. Well, so here goes. This is a sermon called The Many Faces of God, but I have not forgotten what Sunday it is. Just trust me, we will get there. God. Interestingly, the first word really significant about it in the Bible is a word of caution. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol. You shall not bow down before them. In other words, if you think that you can trap me in some little idol made of stone, if you think you can sum me up that easily, have another think about it. God is a mystery beyond any words of ours. Moses feels this and he says, give me a name that I may tell them who you are. And God answers, and you can translate this a variety of ways. I am what I am. Or I will be what I will be. It is a profoundly unhelpful answer. But there's no easy way to talk about God. How could there be? If you look up in the night sky and it happened and you had really good eyesight, you might be interested to know there are 1.5 1.7 trillion stars for every human being alive on Earth, last time I counted. That is 1.7 trillion stars for every human being. That is what I call big. There are no simple ways to talk about the creator of all that. And if there were, I would ask for a pay rise. The best we can do is what the Bible does. It gives a whole list of metaphors, similes, stories, and all those 40 words that you sang, and that there's more, that was only a beginning. To say, well, God is like this, and God's a bit like that, and that tells you something about God. Most of the images are male. They lived in a very male-oriented time, and it is not surprising, therefore, that their images of God, the Creator, were mostly male. They lived in a time of powerful kings and monarchs, and so they said, well, God is like a king. Their life was built around agriculture. First it was herding, then it was farming. And so they said, well, God is like, the Lord is my shepherd. They lived in families and clans, and so they said, God is like a father, the head of a family. But I have not forgotten, this is Mothering Sunday, and you've got any sense, you'll understand what's coming next. Mostly they did use male images, but sometimes they used female images too. And the Bible calls God a midwife. By the way, I can give you the text for all these if you want to look them up afterwards. A midwife, the mistress of a household, the birth giver, and a mother. And I'm prepared to tell you where the mother one comes from. It's Isaiah 66, verse 13, as you knew. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. Hosea uses some of the loveliest language, I think, about God in the whole Bible. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. It was I who taught them to walk. I took them in my arms. I led them with cords of human kindness. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. I bent down to them and fed them. Now, bending down and feeding the child is a maternal image. Some of you may know we had our first granddaughter, Olwyn Camrew, on the 1st of January. She is a very distinctive child. You can hear her cries all over the county of Essex. And you think, well, that is just the proud grandfather. But it's true, she took one look at life and decided she didn't like it. But my son, Michael, who when he was here was not that big, my son Michael has taken to parenthood very seriously. We shall do our best to deserve you, he said as he held her in his arms. You must remember he had a very good example to build on as to how parenting should be done. And when I watch him hold this frequently crying baby, and he's learnt how to hold her, and I am so proud of him. And I must say, his mother, as a mother comforts her child, the sheer patience with which she keeps on saying, now, dear, it's all right, there's nothing to worry about, there, it is a wonderful thing to watch. We were hugely lucky because Lindsay, the mother, had the baby and was out of hospital the same day, so we were able to see the baby on her first day, and she'd already started crying. Now, again, there's no doubt that the baby is happy to be held by my son up to a point, but she has worked out that there are definite advantages in being held by the mother. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. I bent down and fed them. That is a feminine image, and it reminds you of that closeness of the relationship. When you think about the idea of God, remember that God, all human beings are made in the image of God. And human beings are both male and female. So anyone, I think, who's had a mother who has loved them doesn't need telling that there was something of God in that relationship. It's the old Jewish proverb put it, God could not be everywhere, therefore he made mothers. And I think when you see those biblical images of mothers holding children to them, you can see what is the very heart of what the Bible has to say about God. It isn't about gender at all. It is about intimacy, caring, tenderness, a God who gets involved with people and their lives, a God who loves and cares, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, a God who is grief-stricken and at our pain, a God who is so involved that even in the valley of the shadow of death, God is there. Jesus, when he wants to use a word for God, calls God Abba, Father. And it's a child's word like Daddy. What is distinctive about the biblical idea of God is not the gender, but the intimacy and the love. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. And when people ask me, where did your faith begin? And this is the bit I always tell my mother. Where did my faith begin? It began in my mother's arms. It was she who held me, first taught me, took me to church and the rest. And there I learnt what it is to be loved. And there I first knew God. Now all metaphors are limited. Not all women are mothers. Not all mothers are good mothers. Not all men are fathers. Not all fathers are good fathers. Some mothers abandon their babies and some fathers abuse their children. So I don't think you just use one image of God. I think if you're going to reach most people and get through and link in with our understanding of our lives, you use whatever images you can find. And so sometimes you may call God Father, as I do, but sometimes you may call God Mother, and sometimes some of those other many phrases the Bible uses. But I must say I rather love, as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. The heart of the biblical image of God, what makes God God? Is God's love. Jesus shows a God who is not concerned with keeping the rules, but is concerned with reaching people. God is shown as Jesus, not as a distant God, like a king on a throne, but a God who, like a father, when their child comes home, runs down the road to welcome them and throws his arms around them. God is like a banquet host welcoming outsiders in. God is a mother hen gathering her chicks under her wings. God is a mother lifting her babe to her cheek. God, the gospel declares, loves each one of us as if there was no one else to love. And God has come among us, we believe, close to us in Christ. And Christian faith is not about believing this or that, but it is deepening our relationship with that love that has sought us and claimed us. Well, words are limited, but I read some the other day I thought I might share with you. They were written by Danny Dutton, who is 8. And they asked him at school to explain God, being rather ambitious in his school. And he wrote, "One of God's main jobs is making people. He makes them to replace the ones that die, so there'll be enough people to take care of things. He doesn't make grown-ups, he makes babies. I think because they are smaller and easier to make. He doesn't waste his valuable time teaching them to walk and talk. He leaves that to their mothers and fathers, so he does." And then he finishes, "If you don't believe in God, you'll be lonely, because your parents can't be everywhere with you like at camp. It's good to know God's around when you're scared in the dark, or when you can't swim very good, or you get thrown into the deep water by the big kids." Well said, Danny. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion. As a mother comforts her child, I will comfort you, God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God so loved the world that he gave. In this quiet moment, we give thanks for your amazing love and offer ourselves to your service. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now our offering will be taken. God of grace and God of glory, grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the living of these days. Amen. Please be seated. And now we come to the highlight of the service. Oh no, you've had that, haven't you? But nonetheless, some of it we do have. My mother keeps saying, "Do you know, when I was young, they used to give you daffodils." So we still do. So the distribution of daffodils will now take place. who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love and still is ours today. We sing the hymn at number 72, I would guess. Now thank we all our God. Blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, Mother, and Holy Spirit, be with you now and forevermore. Amen.